Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Oh, here we go. Speak in yours.
Hello.
Where are you? Are you this one?
I'm that one. Oh, so I need to be loaded, is it?
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello. I don't want you to... Hello.
All right.
That's good enough for me.
Well, this is a new something Anna, well, whenever she fancies, really. But it's that weird, I've now spoken about you whenever she, like, but you're right next to me.
No, I quite like her, because I feel like I'm... getting what the listener, viewer, whatever it is. I'm getting the outside. I'm getting the view from the outside. But I did move on.
Is there a show? Who's she? The Queen of Sheba?
Actually, I am. Yeah, I've got cramp in my foot. Sorry.
Do you need bananas?
No, bananas. I've had one banana. I was going to have two, but the other one was stringy
soiled.
And soiled. Someone shat inside of my pajamas. Don't, why are you a story?
You said science shat inside your pajamas.
You said pajamas. I said pajamas.
I became animated because I was so... I'm happy that you said pajamas instead of...
The way you looked, the glint in your eye, I thought you were going to say that.
Oh, I did have a story about shitting in bananas. Though me and Mike Newell...
Of course it did.
No, me and Mike Newell always say that, you know, when you go to the supermarket and then there's those, like a bag of bananas, in the bottom of the bag, it smells like shit.
Get foul. That's working
in... Well, there you go. Case jury.
End the podcast. Done. Oh, pyjamas.
Has any... Did you hear that?
It was a vibrator. I think it might be my phone, but I don't know why.
It sounded... Oh, I forgot to put my phone on aeroplane mode.
Is it? It's not doing the ticking thing, is it?
It sounded like a wasp.
It's me.
Put it on aeroplane.
A group chat of all... Oh, do I need an aeroplane?
I've got an email about my internet security.
Oh, read it out.
Level up your privacy and security.
About time. I've been thinking, when's that? I going to sort out internet security. Did you go with Dr. Pepper as well?
Yeah, I love
it. We're like, if we both burp then, we'll have lovely whatever Dr. Pepper burps.
Cherry?
Was it cherry?
Cherry cookie flavour, is it?
Is it cherry?
I think so.
Soft drinks, sugar, sweetener. Cabinet.
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Fucking hell. Contains a source of phenylalanin.
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 Phenylalanin. I don't know if I want phenylalanin, but I'm going to drink phenylalanin.
Yeah.
Now you've said cherry, I feel like it's like, you know, when that Iron Brew advert where they're like...
Girders.
Girders?
Yeah.
What's a girder?
Like a steel... bar that holds up a bridge.
What Iron Brew are you watching? What?
No, that's what they say on the advert. Good. What does it taste like? It tastes like girthers. That's what they say.
I'm gonna have to watch it again. The one with the cowboys.
Oh no! Universally, all like that's what if you Google. I Google. Do you Google?
I can Google.
Do you
partake in the Googling?
Do you Google?
I'm just gonna do some Google. Do you wanna come Google?
do you mind if I Google?
Wait, do you want me to step outside? Where I can open a window. Oh, am I looking up girdle?
Is the Iron Brew flavoured? No, wait a minute. Is Iron Brew flavoured with girders? Is Iron Brew girder flavoured?
I spell girder. Ginger. Good. Oh, how is good?
I bet it comes up.
Flavoured. How do you spell flavoured?
Wait.
It tastes like the colour orange, it says.
Girders!
Girders! Girders!
Why not say girders?
Girder! Where's
girders? Fucking, you're Googling wrong.
Oh, but is this I've only recently. I only do social Googling.
Yeah, see, that's where you were making your mistake. Iron Brew Girder.
Sorry, I've got droopy nose.
Maybe I was spelling girder wrong. How do you spell girder?
I don't know. I've done it with an I and a U.
An I?
I. Like a girder.
Girder.
Go.
Iron Brew Girders.
Good.
Iron Brew Classic, made in Scotland from girders.
Why are your Google's different? How do we spell girder?
That what you said. What are the girders in Iron Brew? Is Iron Brew made from girders? Iron Brew isn't made from girders.
Thank God.
But it does contain iron.
Iron?
Oh.
Like iron?
And iron is girders.
Girders, Iron Brew.
Sturders, girders.
Dr. Zeus it now, sir.
Yeah, look, the tagline, made in Scotland from girders, was used to sell Iron Brew for several years in... Oh, here we go. This is a problem because I'm an old cunt. In the
1980s. The 1800s.
Yeah.
You didn't see an ad. Sounds like a poster or something.
Yeah, like. With a dinosaur.
Painted eating, on the side of it.
Drinking Iron Brew. Yeah.
And it was an advert, the dinosaur turned and said, "This tastes like girders."
That's it, yeah. Oh, right. So I haven't really said what it is.
No,
but that's what we thought, didn't we?
This is girders.
Girders.
This has been like girders.
Oh, I need a wee. I should have gone for a wee. Some toilets give me the creeps, you know.
They're very spacious.
Yeah. Well, it's disabled access.
That's...
Well, there should be more of.
But I've always said that.
So this is, to be perfectly honest with you, with no one really, I was sick of boy podcasts. So I got an opinion, and all opinions are always the same, and they're all very angry. So I thought, well, girls got opinions.
Girls got opinions. What are you talking about yourself?
Girls got, girls got opinions. Might be a good title. Girls got opinions with it all spout like
said.
Yeah, like, girls got
opinions. So let's just talk about you.
yeah, that would be terrible. You know when there's rappers that have their rap name is then so because they spell it in such an odd way that it's then so far removed from how it's actually supposed to be spelt.
Yeah, that you forget that it's like Flow Rider.
Yeah.
But that, he spells it the same, but that gap took me years to realise that it was Florida. Oh, I just... So we, that wasn't English. Like,
what?
Flowrider is called Flowrider because he's from Florida.
He likes Disneyland.
He's not even from Florida. He just bloody loves Disney World.
Yeah.
Apparently Disney World was taken, so he's gone. Like,
for Disney Rascal.
Oh, BM.
Oh, my God. I usually got yesterday was that blew my mind, right?
Was that what they're called?
Put my drink down. You know dressing gowns?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I've heard of them, dressing gowns. Yeah.
Do you frequent?
Do you partake in the dressing of the gown?
Like the changing of the guard. Dressing of the gown. You know with your dressing gown, you have your belt round it, and then you go like that.
Yeah.
And then why are you suddenly dishevelled? And then
what fringe happened? I'm not used to a fringe.
It looks good. Where is the fringe?
This is meant to be. So I asked for like a French fringe.
French fringe.
Yeah, it's something on TikTok I saw, and the hairdresser, I'm not sure she even liked me, but I showed her some like Pinterest, and I don't know, do I look right? I tried to curl it under to like give it volume, and I looked like, you know, in The Grinch, you know, the mayor.
I've never seen The Grinch.
You've never seen The Grinch.
Oh, you're the mayor.
You're the mayor.
I've never seen pictures of the mayor.
You've never seen, you'd love The Grinch.
I think I really like Christmas.
Yeah, but he loves Christmas, not a spoiler.
Oh.
At the end.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you'll be back on board.
Oh, okay. Because I do like Bad Santa.
Do you? I've not seen that.
I love it.
Look at your eye.
But what makes it a French fringe?
I don't know. French people have it. I don't know whether.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. That's what they called it on TikTok, so I could be saying something really offensive. But, like, it's just French. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
But it's like...
I'm not doing it justice.
I don't think that's a fringe. It's more... It's more curtains.
Don't go in!
Did you go to the hairdresser and go, can I have the Aaron Carter
something? Like, picture of Westlife and like that.
Nikki from Westlife.
And me thinking she doesn't like me, when really she's like, what the actual is this girl okay? Do I tell her?
That's like Danny Sutcliffe took a photo to hairdressers, and it was like Ryan Reynolds in a film with an axe in his hand.
Blood.
Yeah.
Can you do this? Did they do it?
Yeah, but because Danny Sutcliffe is this Manchester comedian, the most Manchester person you'll ever hear in your life.
Yes.
And
lovely man.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What's looking? Is that Jabba Binks?
What?
On the wall, the picture. Like if it was.
No, that's Falcor from Neverending Story.
I wore my hair in pigtails to work once in co-op, and someone said, you look like the dog from Neverending Story.
It's a dragon.
Well, I'll tell them that next time I see them.
It's like a wish dragon, I think.
A wish dragon. Maybe it was a compliment.
I only know that because this girl that comes to Barking Tales said to me, what's your favourite dog? I went, the one from the front. And then she went, Harriet said. I'd asked her dog, and then she get anyway. So she took it for Christmas. It was my Christmas present.
Oh, that's really nice.
Bloody
love that straw.
But when I met Danny Sutcliffe, he had a perm.
A perm?
Yeah. So I
but
thought.
But isn't he actually curly yet? Sorry.
No, he once had a perm because he was a fan of German house music or something.
Of course he was.
Of course. Oh, what was it? What there was. Dressing gown.
Oh yes, right? You go like that, and you go.
So
like
you know
that.
When you go like that, and then you'll be going about your business, and it will release.
Yes.
Do you know you're doing it wrong?
When I tell you, little bow.
No.
Oh, am I meant to do it?
What you do is, you know you've got.
No stuff.
You know your loops here.
Yeah.
Can I see? Yeah. So you go. You take your belt off. Then
swing it around,
lasso some cows, and then these two loops, you put your belt in this loop, so there's nothing going on here.
Wait, what? Wait, so is it
side loops with the belt in?
So it's front here.
Front, yeah, like that.
There.
And then you just do it once and it won't go open.
So there's nothing going on
there's nothing
back.
Going on.
You're just looping it like that.
Yeah.
And
all this time.
But why do they sell it with it through the back?
Everyone's doing it wrong.
Bloody hell. I'm going to go in Primark and change them all around.
But this woman on TikTok said it's changed her life. It doesn't come open anymore. She might need to leave the house.
Oh, I don't like sobbing. Look. Finally. I'm not allowed near schools anymore.
Right, I'm going now.
Unless the podcast is me sat in silence, just burping to myself. Actually, I haven't had any Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I haven't even opened my Dr. Pepper. Yeah, are you cold, Anna?
I'm all right, thank you. Are you cold?
No, but I'm aware it's a very chilly establishment.
No, it's quite nice, fresh. I think if it was too warm, I'd be drowsy and it'd just be you talking to yourself and me going, yeah.
Why am I here? Oh.
What?
Shall I do this, or will that be too much?
Sounds like a disco. Like, is it like strobes?
We don't need that, do we?
But what's it do? Is it the ones that like turn around and like?
Yeah. So it's the, it'll look.
That's quite nice, but it's lit that corner up lovely.
I'll see what it looks like. Oh dear, I'm cold now I've got up. Oh, it's too bright, that.
It's alright, as long as you don't. Actually, you're going to be facing it, so maybe. Well, I can swap seats.
No. No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like I didn't want to cause you a fuss, but it sounded like I was like, no. You stay there. No, peasants, that's what it sounded like.
No.
Right.
Do you need them on?
Oh.
Sorry.
No. No, do you know what? It looks different. Now I look washed and you don't.
Like dirty. I've been meaning to bring it up, Anna. You don't. You're like stinking.
I meant like lightly.
Yeah.
Lightly. Lightly.
Lightly. Oh, lightly. Oh, like lightly washed.
No, lightly.
Lightly. What do you want me to wobble about? Right.
No.
No.
It looks terrible. I look like because you're right. What happened is it's just this half. Is now washed.
That corner looks lovely.
And then look at that lamp. I bought that thinking it was a spotlight. It's just a fucking bedtime lamp.
But it looks really friendly.
It looks lovely. I went all the way to fucking Loughborough.
That's right down south.
No, near Leicester. Cornwall.
Cornwall. I didn't think.
What is it?
I don't know what I said. I think I just made a noise. I think I went, wow.
Oh,
right, I did a little bit then and I saw that come up in there, so they're definitely going to hear
well
it.
I feel windy from the bottom.
Just let it
from the bottom. Right, I'm going to go
windy.
Right, I'm going. It looks like I'm going. Oh god.
Oh, you heard myself blink then.
You heard yourself blink?
Yeah, do you ever have that where you haven't drunk enough? So then you can
hear. You've got a mini bar.
Tea.
Oh, don't know that. That tea will be stone cold now.
I have no issues with cold tea and coffee. Right, I went to Edinburgh with someone like a couple of months ago, and he kept. But what's it called? It's all right. But like, what's it called? It's because of these. Because he can. No, it's not because but he'd like, I'd leave like a mug somewhere, like in a room, and I'd leave it like whatever, like 45 minutes, whatever. But usually I'd come back to it and finish it in the house. I'd like for hours, I'll have like a drink and I'll be drinking it. But he'd like either drink it himself or like throw it away. Like, excuse me, I was coming back to a coffee.
Get yourself. Get your filthy lips off my mug.
Your filthy lips off my silky drawers. What's
that from? Sanjay. Keep your filthy paws off my
silky drawers.
Would you pull that? Something with a net?
Did you put your paws up?
Paws. What? You know, that is the hands of a rabbit.
Who does?
It's paws, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Do rabbits have paws here?
Yeah, I say so.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
Well, did you say, excuse me?
No, I never brought it up. We weren't there. We weren't in that place. It was towards the very end. So, like, lovely boy, but, like, leave my cold coffee alone. Leave
the
island.
The skin on
the top. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I like it. I hate that when you go you have a lovely trip away with someone, and then the moment you get there, you're like, oh, I do not want to be on this trip.
It's a real, like, make or break, isn't it? Where, like, it just... And then you've got to spend the rest of like the time with them.
Yeah, so, just treading water.
Well, no, because you keep pouring that way.
Very good.
End the podcast now. I'm just really excited. I haven't got a lot of control over what goes on in this area. I think I've definitely accidentally spat on you several times as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then I didn't do it. It didn't happen.
I do realise sometimes I don't realise that I must be concentrating, and then I'll like be tying my shoelaces or something, and then I'll look and a fucking big string of spit is just dangling out of my mouth. I'm like,
do you suck it back in?
Yeah. If I'm by myself, I will.
Like an auntie to tell me.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Love anteaters.
Oh, I love anteaters. I mean. Just a nice species.
So,
I'm not winking my eyelashes.
So Anna also arrived with two sets of eyelashes.
Yeah, so I got the glue on ones on now, but I also had the...
I bought one of my partner's kids the magnetic ones for Christmas.
They're cracking. What, like these with like you sandwich them?
And it's like magnetic
eyeliner.
Glue, is it?
Yeah, like an eyeliner stuff. So I don't... Sorry, Ben. I don't trust them as much because I feel like... Right, in science, you do have like iron filings and you got a magnet and you like drew them together. I imagine it's that stuff and then you just stick in... Does it work for them? Like
I just give them to someone.
I think I've tried them before. They're good and it sticks on.
But if anyone comes near you with a magnet,
they're screwed.
Did you ever? This will be showing my age again. It was like a game when you were a kid. You'd have like this square thing, and there'd be a man and then a little magnet, and then you'd get all the filings and give him a beard and eyebrows.
So there wasn't a man, but I remember there being like a thingy where you could draw with like your filings.
I made him a man.
Did you make him a man?
I may have made him a man. You may have just been... Well, it was a bald... It's someone bald.
Imagine
it. Didn't have old ladies back then, but
no.
Sinead.
Sinead. Groundbreaking. She set the path.
She did. Set the path.
Set the path. Was that the phrase? What is it? Made the path. No.
Oh, the path.
Path. What do you think I was saying?
Path.
She ran that bath for Sinead. She got that water running.
It took her 7 hours. 15 days.
Oh. I thought you were making like a bald joke. I was like, I don't know how that would work.
It was from her song. It's been 7 hours. Can you hear that?
Is that Sinead?
No, it's Taekwondo Children. The ghosts of
I've always mixed them up. Oh, yeah, it's like a tap dancer. I didn't think of Taekwondo as being so stompy.
Well, bloody told you, didn't I, on the way here about my tap dancing experience?
Satisfied to do, not to hear the tap dancers. So tell them about it.
Right, well, many years ago, when I was at university, my friend had a bag full of tap dancing shoes. And then, we used to watch Casey Brand's, I don't know what it was called, but we used to call it Booze on My Face Fridays, because she used to do, well, I mean, it's awful now that she's died, but she would do a parody of Amy Winehouse. Go, I've got booze on my face. So we used to have Booze on My Face Fridays. And we used to watch the sketches. We used to love it. But
she did like a rap one, didn't she, in like a pink tracksuit, or if I just imagine that?
No, I think so. I don't know why we loved it so much. Because all of our Fridays revolved around it. Very strange.
For the moment you woke up.
Yeah, the moment I wake up. Yeah, and then at like 4, because we would get hammered, and then at about 4 in the morning we found a bag full of tap dancing shoes.
I love that quantity, by the way, quantifier, whatever it is, a bag full. Yeah. Like, I imagine it was like 5 of them. Not even like sets of
no, five. Yeah. 5 random tap dancing shoes with feet still attached.
He just plopped those feet out. Oh, not again.
And then we were tapping away, and then the security came in, and they must have thought, like what you said in the car, like bloody hell, we'll go shut up these fucking weirdos saying that there's people tap dancing very loudly.
Imagine that phone call. Like I have to be really on the edge, like, you know what I mean, pushed to the edge to phone up to complain about bloody like tap dancing.
Yeah, imagine at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you must go through emotions. Number one, what the bloody hell is that noise? Number two, sounds like no. Then 3, bloody hell, it does sound like tap dancing. It cannot be tap dancing. And then after it's gone on for like 2 hours of just drunk idiots tap dancing. Thank you, ring security.
They are after. And again, I assume it was like a washing machine to begin with, and then I guess. Oh man,
then you'd be like, what are they washing?
Their feet, I was going to say.
Their feet are tap dancers. Yeah, they were got told off. Another time, right, we were in... Did you go to uni?
Yeah, York, and
yes, I knew you there!
But yeah, you were there. So I went back after I got out of fever, and went back to finish a term, and that's when I saw your show. Detective.
You've got some.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's a fact. It's not offensive because it's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. So I googled, right, so someone got my email address and I didn't know where they got it from, and I was thinking, have I left it on a website somewhere? So I googled Anna Thomas comedian, and I was about to type email, and one of the suggestive things that came up was disabled or disability, and I was like, well, that's straight. I'm not disabled that I know of. But then I clicked on it, and it comes up, my disability. It's not a disability. It's glandular fever. I don't think I can claim PIP for that. with me, I might give it a go.
But that can either prove your screenshot.
Go into the bloody council or whatever. Bloody. But has someone linked that back? So has someone seen a search and been like, well, this is the answer, this is a... How does that work?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I once, years ago, I used to have the... You know when you have the notification when something comes up about you on the internet, but then I stopped because it...
How would you get that?
I don't know.
Want that.
Yeah. It's Google.
Google knows. Yeah, like you
just...
Gossip.
No, as in Google, like your Gmail.
Oh, right. Are people be talking about your email?
No, what? No, you'd go... no, there's an option to go notification on your name or something.
Oh, right.
And then, so then if you Google or something comes up, then you know, then it's you. Oh, dear. Your comes up. Also, at uni, we come back from a night out, and there was a fucking massive fish in just al natural, al dente, on the floor.
Fresh.
In our... Yeah, a fresh fish with its eyes and everything. Looks like it's just jumped out of the river. In the
tap. Sorry.
Yeah, with its tapping fins. It's on the feet.
No, you were talking about tap dancing. I said it jumped at your tap. Oh. But that's even better.
I just said tap.
You were tap dancing on the brain. You were born to tap dance.
So you think it would be funny to get merch that doesn't connect to... Well, it does connect now, but yeah. Should we get merch saying born to tap dance with a fish with a top hat?
Did I say top hat? Because I was thinking top hat, but I don't know if I said it. Because if you just thought top hat, that's weird.
But the top hats and tap dancing goes hand in hand.
Fish.
Filet fish tap dance. I don't know.
Fin.
So we went to... So there was this full on, I'm going to say pike. Yeah. Or maybe bream.
Bream?
Yeah, massive it was. And then... So we were like, we're going to go, we've got, because we come back from a night out, like 2 a.m, and then there was the fish. So we were like, we've got to go to security and with the fish to say what the bloody hell has happened here. And then...
you held it like that, like
yeah,
a clown.
I was like, there was a video for ages of me with the fucking fish. And then my friend, Neve, she had just been to America... Florida.
Oh,
Florida. And she was like, oh, well, while I'm there, I will tell him about the cockroach that I brought back in my suitcase.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, well, she's in America.
No,
she'll tell
well,
them
she's
about
in security. Going to the security office.
Yeah.
So she put the cockroach, the dead cockroach, in the mouth of the fish. And then we went to security. I don't know, we were drunk. So she's gone...
All makes sense now.
Yeah. So she's gone, oh, well, if we're going there, might as well just make light travelling.
And then... in the mouth.
Have you seen... There's those insects that live in the fish's tongues. Have you seen them?
No,
they're
that's
like funny. A... what's it called? Like a... Not an ant, like a parasite.
Like a slug? So I don't know what parasite looks like. Like I was going to say a mole, not a mole.
No, because it's got scaraby hands.
Scaraby hands?
Yeah, like scratchy, cockroachy fingers.
Oh.
And then they clamp the tongue so a slug couldn't clamp.
It could. And it will. They've got like a belly. They clamp with their belly like...
Oh, yeah.
Like a suction.
But anyway, so we went to security.
Yeah.
And then when we were at security, there was this group of lads there that said they lost their fish. So they were throwing their fish up and then it went in our window. But then, so we gave them the fish back, but it had a cockroach in its mouth.
So they were like, where's this fish?
No, they just went off with the fish with the cockroach in its mouth. Off they'd trotted.
Well, it was hidden inside the mouth, so they won't know until they got to like...
Yeah, unless they
kiss
go
it
to...
Or
yeah, with a cheeky bit of tongue.
Cockroach, not again. Oh my lord.
Yeah.
What were they doing with the fish? Why did they throw? They definitely threw that on purpose.
Yeah, through our window. But then I don't know why. Talk about returning to the scene of the crime.
Isn't it?
To try and get your fish back.
Exactly. The cheek of them to ask for it back. That's your fish now. Yeah. You can put as many cockroaches in his mouth as you want. Poor fish. Yeah. Not an easy life.
No. He's just minding your own business, and then next thing you know, you're three floors in the air through a window with a cockroach in your mouth and the top hat on your head.
That's a Saturday night for me. But is it like 3 foot? Is it 4 floors? Because would you count coming out of the water as a floor? Thank you.
I was going to say, because basically, at the comedy club that I'm at the weekend, people keep telling the audience to go up the second floor, go up the second floor. But they're going, so the comedy club is on the first floor. So people that are directing them are counting the floor that they're on as the first floor, whereas I would always say ground.
Yeah, ground floor.
Ground floor. Why? Because we're on the fucking ground.
Exactly.
And then first floor is the comedy club, and then I'm upstairs in the fucking corridor.
Yeah.
And then these people keep fucking coming up, and they're shattering the illusion of show business. And then these boys come up, young lads with their llama hair. They came
llama
up.
Hair,
yeah, you know that line.
Cool.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. And then I said, oh, comedy club is not up here, it's downstairs. And then one guy didn't believe me, stormed past me and went in the freezer.
Like, it must be in here.
Fucking men, thinking they bloody know best, marching off and then standing in a fucking freezer.
Typical men, that.
Typical men.
Bloody can't keep them out of the freezer.
Yeah, especially in the summer. Because it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
The freezer doesn't actually work there.
So it was just a room.
It was just, yeah, in a room with a lot of dead man's fingers. This is a drink that people like.
I'm so relieved that that is a drink.
My beloved has got all the... He brought some candles back from work, and they look like fingers.
Are they meant to look like fingers?
No!
Then I would get them checked by the police.
Oh, I know if something's a finger or not. But even the kids are like... Because I said something, what are they? And they were like, oh, they're the candles and they're like fingers. I was like, yeah, they really do look like fingers. Oh. So there's just all these finger candles around the gaff.
Are they like the...
Flesh-coloured.
Yeah, but also are they the pillar ones? Are they like...
What, which
is
finger?
Does it look like a...
Not just a hand of candles with the wicks on the end.
Yeah. I've seen them on like Tumblr or something.
Have
Can't
you?
Get them. But it's like...
You are one of... So I always think, who goes... Because I think it's... Who goes there? I always think it's quite a American thing, the Reddit. But you mentioned it earlier. And Tumblr's another one, isn't it?
You can't keep off the internet, me.
So is it? So, I don't... So they're just pictures?
Pretty much. It's like, I think it's just me left on Tumblr at this point.
You're still on Bebo.
I think Bebo might be a rude word in another language. Because
really?
I looked it up on Twitter and some dodgy stuff came up. I thought I was going to find nostalgic like tweets and stuff. Because when I googled it, there was nothing. Looked up on Twitter, some words came up. But yeah, if the Bebo was still about, I'd still be on it.
Oh, so maybe it's a... is it like an abbreviation for...
Boobs, yes.
Well, because I always say... I said it on stage the other day, I said... I like saying BTW, by the way, but I always think the BTW sounds like an abbreviation that you'd search on Pornhub or something.
What would it be? Bums... the wall.
Bums, titties and wankers.
What do I want tonight? Bums, titties and wankers.
Or bums, titties and wieners.
Wieners! Just a little dog running past.
Willies! Little willies.
I tweeted the other day not thinking and I used the word willy, and Annabelle, my friend, comedian Annabelle, crease the fuck up. Like the willies. And I'm not going to tweet penis, am I?
No. Well, I always say, with the kids, I'll say willy.
Really?
Because you can't be saying dick around the kids.
You can't be. I've always said
probably
that.
You really say willy around the kids.
How often are you saying that?
I've made it sound like it's all I talk about now.
Which it is. You and your BTWs.
So what I do say that really, that they don't understand that I will always find it hysterical, but they just think I'm getting it wrong, but I'm obviously getting it wrong on purpose. So when they're like getting ready for school, I'll be like, have you got your knickers ready for school? I always say knickers and they're like, Harriet. They always get really angry. They're like, boxers. And I'm like, how many pairs of knickers have you got clean this week? Brandon, to wash any? And I just love calling them knickers just to annoy them.
As you should.
Thank you.
Do you ever call them knick-knicks?
I'm shall
knick-knicks. That's what my mummy used to call them.
Aww.
Get your knick-knicks.
That's nice.
Really upset them with that one.
Knick-knicks. Knick-knacks. No, that's a crisp.
That is a crisp. That might confuse them. Don't ask them if they've got a knick-knack.
Go to school with their legs in crisp buckets.
Not knick-knacks. Well, we're best get making some knick-knicks out of knick-knacks.
Do you remember the clothing brand Naff Naff?
I guess.
True.
Very 90s.
Tell me off if I'm talking over you a lot.
No, do it, because I'm usually not saying.
No,
I meant like it's usually like it's a natural flow, because I do it as well, so I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
I do it.
I've just punched myself in the head.
Why?
Do you know what? Going back to something you said a minute ago, I didn't know that there is like a porn Twitter. I've stumbled across it with a comedian that we probably know. Mm. He was mentioning stuff. Oh, fuck it. Because he's into them fluffy... The dogs? The furries. So then I clicked, like, oh, what's this about? Oh, my God. Dicks ahoy. So many dicks. Dogs.
I don't want to see them together. No. Like, separate, lovely,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, they're not dogs. No, lovely animals.
Dressed up.
Yeah. Men dress as dogs.
Not to yuck anyone's yum. You do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But...
it was a fright for someone that just... Well,
you know, exactly. But it is fright. It is a shock.
Yeah.
To see, especially if... you think expecting something fluffy and cute.
Yeah.
And you're, oh my God, that they shouldn't be together.
No. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't know there was like that side of Twitter. I just assumed, like, because if you were dicking ahoy on Facebook, you'd be barred. But there's a secret.
Yeah, I think since they're OnlyFans and stuff, they're being more lenient, because it's a good advertising space, Twitter, for your OnlyFans. But I looked up, so I was watching, you know, that Atlanta with Childish Gambino? Donald Glover.
Oh, no.
So it's a very good series. I think it was on BBC. But he, like, I was looking it up. Like, I don't know why I'd look up everything on Twitter, people. But I was looking up Atlanta. And one of the first things that came up was people doing stuff in Atlanta. Like, would you like to meet up in Atlanta?
Oh, wow.
Having
romance. So it's a hot spot.
Really passionate about it. We've heard about Atlanta.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you have to be careful what to look up. Bebo, Atlanta.
But you would have thought you were safe with those things.
Exactly. I'm not looking up willies. If I ever want to, I know where to bloody go on Twitter.
Yeah. Atlanta is a hotspot for catfish. Because do you watch Catfish, the TV show?
Oh, I thought you meant actual catfish. I have watched that. Well, are there lots of people catfishing?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just a hotspot. Because they have a map in their office.
Hmm.
And Atlanta is full of pins.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope they're just catfishing each other. Turning up and no one recognises each other. It stood me up again.
I just don't understand why anyone's getting catfished anymore, because if someone's chatting shit, you just go, you're chatting shit, what are you on about?
What do you mean?
Well, there's always such big red flags.
Yeah.
If you're chatting to someone and they don't want to meet, or they stand you up, or they're picture is turns out to be Kirk from Towie, like, you're...
I was looking at a plethora. I was like, to be fine, message back, yeah, friendly face.
Like, it's but then I guess that's it. The people are classic. You know, when you think there's a coin on the floor, but it's like the inside of a party popper.
Is that the inside of a party popper?
No. But it's something circular.
Circular and brown. Oh, I would have said that was a 2p coin from you.
Yeah, see? Classic. I could you imagine if I was that silly that I would you know the people outside that would glue the coins to the drain or something?
Yeah.
Imagine if I did that in my own office and people come in and they're like, ooh, tappets.
I can feed them
on the floor.
Fanny.
Because people call tuppence, right, a fanny a tuppence, don't they? Yeah. Oh, I thought that's why you laughed. There's a fanny on the floor next to a 2-pound coin.
And their reaction's, oh, oh, pick up this fanny. Oh.
Oh, you know what you need to do is spread the word.
Glue my fanny.
No, you know earlier, because I had no idea, you need to tell anyone that's
anywhere
about the mole.
The mole?
Mm.
I thought you meant like body mole. I was like, I haven't told you about that.
With the
sea
underneath face.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about, I saw a mould run over, and it wasn't one of these ones, but then we talked about this mole that really upsets me, just one particular mole. So offensive. Just says some really horrible things about my family. There's a type of mole called a star nose mole, and it really upsets... Google it. Don't look it up on Twitter, you guys, or some upset things to have a star nose mole.
Oh, yeah, goodness knows what you get.
It sounds like a euphemism now. Horrible. There's like a star nose mole, really, I feel horrible because they're just innocent, it's not their fault. But they've got noses that look like groups of worms, and it really knocks me sick. Like, they just... And it, I think it moves by itself as well, like...
Like a sea anemone.
Like a sea anemone.
Yeah.
Sea anemone. I still don't know what a sea anemone...
You're going to have to Bebo one.
Bebo. Oh, it is like a sea anemone.
Yeah.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
I think Big Perf of that song as well. Anemone.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Cinnamon. They look like...
Oh, sea anemone. Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
Now you're making me... What was
this about? Sea
anemone. Yeah. Sea anemone. Yeah, you're saying it weird.
Simone.
I thought it was Carol Simone. Carol Simone, do you remember her? My references are so old.
What's Karen Smiley?
She was on Changing Rooms.
Karen Smiley. I've never met her, have I?
You said, I thought you said I met her.
I don't know. No, I know of. Smiley. I don't recognise Smiley. One day I'll be watching...
Carol Smiley?
Yeah. Oh, I look like Karen Smiley.
Who's Karen?
I don't know. She looks friendly, though, she is. Who is she?
From Changing Rooms.
She, oh, there she looks familiar for some reason.
Oh, that's not the woman I knew.
Who is she?
There she is. That is not the woman that we've just seen first.
No, the one first. Yeah, no, is that, it? That's wait, no, that's
no, that's not. Who did you have first? It was
oh, there she is with the fringe. I think that's
her. That's not her.
Glasgow presenter Carol Smiley. Got drippy nose, sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm a very drippy nose lady.
Are you a drippy nose lady?
I've had to get this, the bee mask, the bee keeper outfit for COVID because I thought my snotty nose was in secret bit behind the mask.
Oh no, is there a wet patch?
Yeah, Marvin said, yeah, my partner was like, Harriet, please tell me that is not your nose. And it was just like blottoing.
Like one of those pictures. What can you see, Marvin? What can you see?
Like the Mothman prophecies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so be careful out there. Get the... I bought 10 of them if you want a little visor one.
I might have to if there's...
Yeah, blue. I think there's one down there if you want one. I'll give you one. But I think that one has been on my head.
Oh, then I won't.
Oh, really? Oh, look at that. Oh. It's battered as fuck. I'll get you a fresh one if you want.
Oh,
they're comfy. See, that's terrible. You can see, like, my breath.
Remnants of breath. I had no idea people could see. Because I don't look in the mirror when I'm wearing a mask.
You do?
I don't.
No, well, you just... Wait a minute, what's happening with me? My ears are slippery.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah. Oh, slippery ears.
Slippery ears. Is that like someone who's like forgets a lot of stuff? She's got very slippery ears, Aria.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a in the Wild Wild West. He'd be like slippery ears. Like quick draw, slippery. They call me slippery ears.
That's what with his ears?
Why, yeah, my ears chew tobacco and then spit it out in little buckets. Ding! To the side. Right, so I imagine we should wrap up. Do we, are there any tangents that are flapping open?
Like slippery ears? I don't know. There was a lot of doors opened. And I can't remember what doors they were. So I think they might need to be left open.
What are you bothered about? But if anyone has topics that they want, we'll ignore them.
Yeah, block you.
Yeah, you are. Doors open. And maybe, do you reckon, does anyone do where they do a podcast and then they carry on next time?
Well, like...
to be continued.
Well, so if I said frogs, and then the next time
go
in a natural conversation. I guess, so we could, like... But what door are we leaving open now?
Oh, nothing. I just thought this to... Say if you're watching live at the Apollo or something, and then these days they don't even think, oh, we'll cut it at the end of a joke. Mm. They'll just go in the middle... Oh, so I was... Have you bought a turkey?
Do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know what advert that is. But they just go to an advert break in the middle of a setup.
That stressed me out. What's the point in that you have to try and remember? Yeah. Well, write it down.
Yeah.
So it's about turkey.
Do minutes for every time you're watching something.
Oh, well, that does my nut. Yeah, they do that sometimes, isn't it? In the middle of a sentence. Like, lazy.
Very lazy. Because it must just be on a... They must just go, oh, this is an hour and a half, whack it down the middle, off we go. And it's like, someone in the microphone going, well, I didn't laugh at that one. Yeah, because they've all gone on an advert break.
Exactly. Oh, maybe that's how they filmed it.
Yeah, imagine.
And they all just paused.
the audience.
It's not like it is on TV, is it?
Yeah, and then people go up to them and move their faces around and stuff because they're frozen.
Well, like Bernard's
watch. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. I wish I had
really?
One. Yeah, Bernard's watch. I wish I had one.
What would be the first thing you would do? Would you...
Sleep. Sorry.
Oh, so you'd pause time to just get extra sleep in?
100%. I'd do more after that, but one of the first things I would do is... No, but the first I'd pause it and then do silly stuff.
Well, no, you just feel like you've had to change it because there's a stigma surrounding.
Climb a mountain.
Your knees.
I'd race a car. I'd sleep. I'd 100%. I'd pause it, get more sleep.
Like, well, you were up at 5 this morning, weren't you?
Exactly, but that's not even an excuse. I'd any other day, I'd 100% get. What would you do? Would you not sleep?
No.
Why wouldn't you not utilise the time?
No, well, see, this is where I'm going to look like a very bad person, because I would steal.
I would rob a bank.
Yeah, I would pillage.
with little sacks of like money written on them.
Yeah.
Running around like the Grinch.
And I was going to say, what do they say is with pillage? And I was like, God's
breath. Oh, yeah. Pillage is going to just get that burner's wash off of her.
Oh, slippery. Is that it again?
Why are you doing this?
yeah, so I... Wait a minute.
It'd make a pillage. I'm very glad you haven't got it.
Yeah. In my head, I was like, I'll rob from where you work. But that's be horrible.
I mean, if you pause it, we wouldn't notice.
Yeah, pause it, rob. But I think they are one of the good ones, though.
Yeah, they're the nicer ones. So I'd say...
I'd say I go to Asda.
Yeah. About time.
About time we show the news, boss. Exactly. Right.
Left.
I've got a burp.
Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Better out than in. Imagine if I was you burping. Look at the end of my time.
Right, well, this has been something, hasn't it? So we shall say goodbye and come back to you one day.
Maybe. We will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.